There we go.
Ayo, Outliers, Niyama Shong here. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. Outliers, just right now, I just want to just remind you that you look good, you feel good, and you are good. This, for some reason, that message just came into my mind. Actually, I know the reason. The reason was I was about to hit record. I was looking right in the camera, right here, and I was like, you know what? You look pretty good, Niyama. Let's go and share that message out with people. So, Outliers, you look good, you feel good, and you are good. And we get a chance to play with the goodness that is you here on Outliers Edge, where we really take our time to help those of you who are making huge impact and looking to do it through your business, to be able to take every part of you into your thought leadership, into your business, into the teams that you build, and into the way that you lead yourself and others, and be able to do it in a way that is authentic to you. And we get to play. We're going to play with one outlier here today who's doing exactly that. We have Renette Branham. Renette, did I get your last name properly?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Branham,
cool.
you said it.
Branham. I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to like be in space with you, Renette. We had some time to talk before here and beforehand. And like, I think if you're cool with this, what I'd like to do is just share about share who you've been to me so far. Share about my experience. Are you good with that?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. So, Renette, like what I get about you is, I have to take this in real time here. What I've enjoyed about being in space with you is that you are committed to both growth. Like I feel like you're in like an accelerator of growth. Right. And we talked about it's like every time I see you, there might be like a different skin that has been shed. You know, it's not a different skin that you're wearing or anything like that. It's just more and more and more core to who you are, but also because you're out there taking extreme action. I get that you surround yourself with greatness, and you also set your filter and threshold for people to come and beat you in their greatness. And when it does, and I like that. I like that a lot. I like that there's when I talk to you, I feel like I feel like you're someone who's cleared your space for wonderful things to happen, and you're very receptive of the wonder that comes in. And if it's not wonderful, you can make it into that, or you can allow it to just kind of go on its way. I'm still getting to know you, but there's something really refreshing in that. And I just wanted to say, thank you for being you. Thank you for bringing this to the table. This is who you are to me in this current moment. Maybe in 5 minutes I might say something different. But I really wanna start off here, grounded myself into the experience of you. And we're gonna spend a lot of time exploring who you are, exploring what you do that makes you shine, and how you incorporate that in a way that is valuable to you and valued by others as well. All right. Does that work for you?
Yes, it does.
All right, Ronette. Why don't we I shared about who you were to me right now in this moment. I'd be curious, can you share with us more about you? Let's look at it from the personally and professionally. What are you up to in this world?
Okay, so I'm an educator. I've been educating for, I'll say professionally, about 20 years, but I've been a tutor on and off for many years prior to me going to school. I actually didn't go to school for education. I majored in business administration, and then I took the alternative route. There was a few little tricky things because of But I wanted to teach, but I went to school in the country and I didn't have a car. So how are you going to get to these schools? You don't have a car, you're in the country surrounded by cows, you know, there's no all that. So I ended up still going back to teach. I taught preschool for over 10 years. Then some things happened with my job situation. And now I'm in a public school teaching second grade. Through a different, you know, different avenues where I ended up second grade, which is what I love to do. So in the meantime, in between time, going being a teacher, I'd started my podcast for Christian educators. It took me a minute to find that niche, however you want to say it. I started out with a partner, and she helped me find to hone in on to what it was. Exactly that I wanted to hone in on. So it was, I wanted a teacher. She was like, okay, yeah. Okay. And then I was like, teachers who, I don't know, we need help. And she was like, okay, but what particular, group of teachers? So we ended up being, educators with oil. That's that. And me and her, when she helped me for like 11 episodes, we doubled up on some. So 11 episodes wasn't 11 weeks with her. It was, we doubled up on some. So we have some in, on a back burner to pull out. And so then she left. She was like, okay, I did my job. And I didn't know how to edit. I didn't know how to do anything. She did that part. And so I had to figure it out. It was fun. It was scary. It was nerve-wracking. And so I had to learn, and I'm doing it all. I hold every position in my business. Every position is me. Editor, videographer, photographer, lights guy, sound guy, and all that. So that is something that's fun. And then my former partner, she introduced me to somebody who's into podcasting, and then I introduced her to somebody who was into building business. And I wasn't ready for who she introduced me to, and who I introduced her to, and she wasn't ready to who she introduced me to, but they were both perfect for us. And so through that, I've learned, I met new people, and now I'm working on, I started out trying to get my mindset in the right path, but it was, I didn't, how you, somebody's working with your mindset to help you evolve into being who you're supposed to be, who you're here for. I couldn't get it. I was like, yeah, but how? Repetition, repetition. It was seeping in, but I didn't know it. It was seeping in little by little. And then even a few, maybe a month ago, I'm like, I need to accelerate this. Why can't I believe what I want to believe? And so now I'm just, I did, it just like a light went off. You know that little light bulb up there says, you are. Just be. What are you trying to believe? What are you trying to do? So that's where I am right now. I can leave it. I can say my next step is public speaking, being a keynote speaker. You hear me?
I love
So
it.
that's where I am.
I
Yeah.
love it. Like for that, like there's a lot in there. I started smiling when you're like, it's like just not sinking in repetition. And I was like, oh, I bet you she's already there. You know, and you're like, yep, like, hey, turn, like it is here. Like I'm already living it. Yeah, you have like good, clean, like positive energy that's just like I said, like growth is you, right? And what's really cool is I feel like the person you are today, when we come back next month and talk, just gonna you, we're gonna be several steps beyond that. And I think that's the It's actually interesting to put it into this space here, Renette, because I'll talk to a lot of my clients and we'll talk about like vision, and they're always trying to choose like what they should do. And look, I'm someone that plays on the plays the game counter to most other people. I'm not trying to be counter. It's just what I believe, right? And I'm like, most people are going to try and do their best to make you fit into the smallest box possible, you know? And so that works for 98.96% of the world. And there's a few people, there's a certain group of people, and like that it does it. Now there's nine, like what is 8 billion people on the planet. So you multiply 8 billion by like even 2-3%. That's a lot of people. You know, it's a lot of people. So I'm glad that you are. I'm glad that light bulb went off, and I'm excited to see what you do with it here. So let's see here. Tell me now then about your mission, because I know things are consistently evolving. Like if you had to go and tell us like what you are, maybe I'll put it in this way. Let us know what you're here on this planet to do.
Oh, yeah. So I am here. Like, I'm gonna say, like, I have, I already have my XYZ statement. And you're asking me, I'm like, I don't know. No, but I'm here to show people who they are and what they can do. That is essentially what it is. So, in a smaller realm, well, I can show you how
I get it.
when.
Just so you know, like you could show me, but I think you've already told me a bit here too. So, can I tell you my experience of what you just said right there? Yeah, you're like, I'm here to show people. What were the thing? Was the exact thing you said?
Who they are and what they can do.
I'm here to show people who they are and what they can do. And I like the moment you said that, I was like, yep, got it. Like, and it's interesting because it wasn't, I don't know what the XYZ statement is, but when I hear XYZ, it's like, I help X to accomplish Y, but without Z, you know, like one of those like framework statements out there that people go in, right? But what I get about, what it feels like what I get about you is like, it's like you have a lot of opportunities to help people do things. And at the core of what you do is you help people know, like see who they are and what they can do. Like you could do that in so
That's
many
it.
different ways. Like I hear you're like preschool teacher, second grade teacher, you know, speaker, podcaster. I'm like, okay. And in every single place, I can just see you being like, let me make sure you know who you are and you understand what you can do. It ain't like you could be giving chocolates out on the corner and still do the same thing, you know?
Anything.
Am I getting that right? Let me make sure that like
Absolutely.
yeah.
Because it's so crazy. When I didn't know that was my purpose, I did it. I did it. That's what I did. I didn't know. I had a friend of mine was her tutor. I wasn't even, maybe I was in college. She didn't think she could learn math. I showed her she could learn math. Like that, I didn't know who I was, what I was here for. And I did it anyway. That's like, it's in you. It's innate. You were born for this. No matter where you go, you're going to do it. Like, it's mind-boggling to think you've been doing that all the time. You know,
Yeah,
that's challenging.
I love it. I'm glad you brought this in because I haven't really been able to talk about this with anyone, you know. But it's like you said, like no matter where you go, you're gonna be doing it, you know. And I really get that. So I think part of the reason why I was like it was perfectly clear to me when you said it was because like I know for me, I'm here to help people be seen, celebrated, and valued for who they are. That's it. Like, and it's like it. It's no matter what I do, I'm helping you be seen more, be celebrated for who you are, and to be valued. And that goes you valuing yourself, and then make like I work with the entrepreneurs a lot because I'm like, all right, like how do you value what you do and put it in a package that is valuable for other people, right? So there's a value exchange, right? And that there's money and everything else that comes along with it. But the core of it is I'm just like, how do you be seen, celebrated, and valued for who you are? You know, whether I'm making a podcast or I'm bringing people into a community or I am spending time with my children, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's cool. I really do appreciate it because it's like, I think sometimes people get into like their purpose and like their mission and all this stuff, and it becomes this complicated. I have like other ways of describing this. I'm like, I champion the leaders who shape the next era of humanity. I help people make their biggest difference from the who they're what makes them different. Like I have so many different ways of saying it, but the core of it, seen, celebrated, valued. That's it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so how like the other thing I'm picking up, do you mind I'm just reflecting back right now? Because you're Catherine. The other thing that I'm picking up here is like, regardless of whether or not you could articulate it. It was still happening. Is that right? Let
Absolutely.
me check in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If the person doesn't even know that's what I'm doing, it's going to happen. If I think I'm just giving you a ride, I'm showing you you can get there. You know, that is it. I just, you know, that is me coming out because I never said that before in my life.
Oh, really?
I never. That me that's right here that. At the center of my being is talking like, and that's so. I always knew. Like I used to speak in church, and I always attribute that to God, even though it is God, it's absolutely God. But I always attributed that like He is speaking through me. That's why I never thought of it. When I said it, it just came out. That wasn't me, but it's me. It's who He sent me here. How He sent me here, and I don't know if this is going supposed to go that way, but that is
We're
how.
pulling.
I just felt that,
Yeah.
and that's what I do, and I don't care if I know what I'm doing, but now I'm aware of it. That is what makes the difference. I'm aware of it.
That's it. Like, we're not like just so you know, in my mind here, I'm like, we could end this conversation and I would feel like we good here. 'Cause I have these, I go on the podcast, I bring people on the podcast here for two things. One is yes, for many, there's many different reasons. I think a podcast has a lot of benefits for people. But one of the things that I have for every single person I'm with, I'm like, I don't want to waste anyone's time. Right. And I think that yes, I can get you in front of outliers out there. And we can help you like with the social media stuff that comes out and like, yeah, we can like really promote you and everything like that. Sure. Right. But what just happened right there when you like just really got that that understanding there, I want people to remember to see more of themselves than they've seen in a while, to remember more. I want you to see, celebrate, and value yourself through it in some way, shape, or form. Right. So from that perspective, I'm like, I'm complete, you know, because like we can talk about, I don't know, Marvel movies for the rest of this conversation, and I'll still be, it should be good. Because this is the real game. This is the real outlier element, to be able to walk your path and to know what in the fun parts is like, to know that no matter what you're doing, it's still your path. Renette, like, I really appreciate you right now in this moment. And the appreciation I have is that like I get that we literally could talk about Marvel movies right now. We could talk about anything right now. And you will be showing me who I am and what I can do. You'd be
You
like, you
just
know
do
what?
it, right?
You can have a whole podcast, just do it. Like, and it's not like you're trying. It can't not be in the space with you, you know? So I'm gonna invite something to Outliers here. Outliers, my invitation to you right now is to think for yourself. What's that thing that you just can't help but do? That thing that no matter where you are in the world, like if you came in, you got rid of effort in, you know, and trying to be what you think it should be or look how it should look, you know, what's that thing that you that just like comes along with you, and claim it. Allow yourself to claim it. Allow yourself to say it, right? And then play around with it and see what you can do. One of my favorite quotes is by, I think, Dolly Parton, and it says something like, paraphrasing, but it's like, figure out who you are and then be you on purpose, you know. And
Absolutely.
that's it here, Renette. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be in conversation with you. I'm thrilled that you bring that in, you know.
Absolutely, be intentional. I love it. I'm gonna find that song. I love
So
Dolly Parton.
let me ask you here then, right? So you came, you made a declaration in this space, and I appreciate you for that too. Because you brought the power in the space by declaring. Your declaration was around being a public speaker, right? Tell us more about that and what you're creating for yourself in that role.
Okay. It's funny. I talk to people and they're like, "What are you talking about? That's what you do. You are a public speaker because of the podcast, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but no, right? I want to be on a stage. I want to talk to teachers and I want to be intentional about it." So I see people coming to our schools and different things as professional development consultants and they talk to teachers. And I look around and I'm like, am I the only one getting this? That's how I feel. But I want to be transformational. I want to do it where everybody knows. You know how I was taught in teaching preschool that if you don't have everybody's attention, you have nobody's attention, right? You have to, you got some kids over here playing around, some kids over there playing around, and you're talking to who? You don't have their attention, so you're not doing your job. I learned that teaching preschool. So I want to go into a building where there's 50, 100, 5,000 teachers, however many there are, and I capture everyone. Everyone leaves knowing who they are and what they can do. Every single person. I won't feel success. I know it, I could be successful with 20% of the people, 50%. I will know I'm successful when I have reached everybody and people walk up to me and say, "I got that. You changed my mind." Then I'm happy. I don't know if I'm supposed to be happy or whatever, but that's where I want to go. And I know I can get there and I know I am there. I just need the platform. I don't need anything because I actually have my podcast and I can push that how I want. Now that I'm intentional about it. So that is I even have some practice sessions with my class because I'm taking a course, and they had, I wasn't even expecting it, but I have a message already. So I went to a meeting, a regional meeting, and everybody was getting on the stage. I was like, wait, I was shaking. I was nervous. Right now, it's just a class. Why am I nervous? I'm not even talking. Some of them were teachers or principals and whoever was there. There's all kind of entrepreneurs people, but I was sweating. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to do all this. I was a nervous wreck. I got up there. When I first started, I was nervous, and then I looked at our president and he said, go. And I was like, oh. And then I stood up. It's so exciting. I was doing what I was supposed to do, and I guarantee you, I touched every single person in that room, and that was success for me. So this is it. This is me, and I'm ready. I'm ready, and I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue, even with my audience that I have now. I'm expecting to be that. I used to say, okay, maybe I'll get some people to watch. Maybe I won't. Long as somebody's watching and somebody, no. Why? Why am I thinking like that? This is who I am. So, ha, there I go.
I love it. What is lighting up in me is that you're not settling. That's what I get, right? You're like, this is who I am. Why would I settle for anything less? Like, this is what I want. I want this. And you do I like to put this into the space here because how do I say it? It's fun when they say real recognize real, right? It's fun to listen and be in conversation with someone else that's like, give myself an out, or I could just be true to myself and just go for it all. Like, I want every single person to feel it. So let me go and learn what it takes to make sure everyone feels it. Let me go and practice. Let me go keep like let me put myself out there. Let me be in alignment. Let me do the things that are required to do it, you know? Rather than accidentally setting your sights shorter for something that is not actually what you want. Now, look, I might be putting words in your mouth here around it. So just let me know about what's your experience with it as you know. But that's what I'm picking up from what you're putting out
Right.
right now.
Well, I'm reading a book right now. It's called 10X is Better Than 2X.
Yeah.
I'm reading it with I keep talking about who I'm reading it with the book club, and we read it every morning. And this is the book we're on. And it's talking about a few days ago, it was talking about wanting. Stop talking about what you need. Like I talked to my audience like the other day. You're always gonna need something. What? Why are you talking about that? Go after what you truly want. And that's what that chapter is. What do you truly want? Really, hone in on that. Hone in on that. And you will 10X that. That will be 10 times just me from 2 years ago starting that podcast. I have 10X already. And I didn't know it because things I'm doing now, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. And it's 10X just by changing a thought. Go after what you want. And if I wanted to have a podcast, I did it. I didn't have that. That's 10X already. But now I want to speak. I'm going after that. Do what it takes to do it. You're going to 10X it. 10X it means you're going to be the best you can. Let the other things go. Maybe somebody, you hire somebody to do that you don't want to focus on. Focus on that. And that's it. I'm going after it. And it's after what I truly want. When you said what I want, go after. Yes, it's what I want, not what I need. I don't need to do that, even though I'm here for that. I don't need to do it. It's gonna go. I don't need it because I'm not lacking it. I do it, but I want to do it, like really. And that's
So
what I want, and I'm going for it.
let me ask you this or that as you're talking, because I'm with you, right? And so I'm with you here. And what's going on through my mind is has this always been how you approach things, you know? Or has there been like a shift maybe decades ago or like yesterday, you know? And I want to ask, like, I want to try and get a sense of that. And either all answers are great, but I'm really curious.
So, you know how you live life and you're growing up a certain way, you are put like you are, should be on the back burner. So you let people do what they want to do. Listen, when I went to school and I used to run fast in elementary school. And this is something that stayed in my mind. I used to run fast. They want to play kickball. They picked me, right? They picked me. But I was shy because of life experiences. And so I remember we were running track, not running track. You know how you do Olympic things in elementary school? I don't know what it's called,
This is
but
like
we were
the
running around the outside four times. I ran with the girls, I should have ran with the boys, right? Should have. I didn't because I wanted somebody to run with. I would have been, up there. That's a whole different story. So I ran with the girls, and the girls were like, well, who picking who they're gonna run with? And they're like, well, we can't run with Ronette because we can't keep up. So guess what I did? What do you think I did?
Well, I can see your face. So I'm gonna guess that you ended up slowing yourself down in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. And my friend, when we compared our times, she couldn't believe it. She's like, what? Your time was whatever. Just say it should have been 5 minutes. It was like 11, 12 minutes, something like that. She was like, what? She could not believe it. I felt at that moment, I felt ashamed of what I did, and it stuck with me all of my life. So I have done that. People call that dimming your light or something. I don't know. But everything that I ever wanted, I went after. I did. But I didn't go after anything full speed ahead. I know I wanted to go to school. I went to school. I never failed a test in my life. The only time I failed a test, it was everybody failed the test. And then they moved the curve up. And I was the outlier on the curve. So really couldn't move the curve up. They had to move the curve, then I would have been off. So how could I be the only one? Your thing is outliers. I was a total outlier in that bell curve. It couldn't move. So people would still fail, but it just was, I failed high, right?
Oh, I love
So
that, by the way. I failed high. Like,
yeah.
yeah, that's great. Keep going, please.
I want to take credit for that. My friend had a son. He was failing it. He was still failing. His father said, you failed. What do you tell? He said, what do you mean? I had a low F, now I have a high F. Like I so I can't I never got that.
I think that's cool. And what, like, I said this to you before, but like, I think one of the things you do, and I don't want you to get too, because I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but like, you are so gifted at spreading the wealth. You know, you're
Okay, I
very,
got
very
you.
good at like spreading seeds. So yeah, because what I get is like, it's like you can learn from everywhere. You know, and then
Everybody, I
you give
can.
everyone their due props. You know, so like, just know, I want to make sure I still see you. You're letting us see you know, but at the same time, I know part of who you are is to give people their props. So I don't
It's
want to take that away
giving.
from you.
But yeah, so to say that again, I have gone after what I wanted, but never full speed ahead or top tier. I mean, there were things I wanted and I said, oh, I forgot about them, that kind of thing. So have I always been? I always went after what I wanted, but never 10X.
All right, so now we gotta pull in some outliers into this. Outliers, like, as you're listening to this, as you're watching this here, I want to ask you here, like, I love how you said you've always gone after it, but not like full speed, right? And that's your language on it. For you, outliers, I want you to think about that for yourself, because I think that is more than for us listening. Like, we get that. We get like someone said to me once. She said, and I never forgot it. She's like, yeah, I'm not afraid of playing small. I can't play small. I'm afraid of playing medium, you know? And like, it's like in that realm of like, look, I'm not gonna be the last person, but like, what I should be out there leaving everyone in my dust, not because I'm trying to make a fool of them, but like, it's just because I'm naturally being me. I want to find myself somewhere in the middle of the pack for some random reason, right? And I appreciate you bringing that in. And my end thing outlays here is just like, where are you choosing to follow your path, but not allowing yourself to just go full speed? Where are you going after what it is that you want, but at a pace that you think other people might accept, or that you think won't leave other people behind, or XYZ, whatever your version of that is, right? And let's step into that, and let's acknowledge it first and foremost. Let's acknowledge, like, oh, I'm showing up this way. And then maybe we can choose something different. So tell me, Renette. Okay, there's two things I want to do. When did you decide that it was time to start going full speed? And if
It's been repetition of learning who I am, speaking who I am, acknowledging who I am, repetition, repetition. And then even talking with the coach, I'm like, well, how long does it take for you to get it? You know, like, what do I have to do? And everybody's like, repetition. It's not that, even though it is that, but it's still, no matter what, there's a light bulb. For instance, this morning, I was kind of upset about something yesterday, and then I don't want to hold it. I don't want to hold it. And then I was like kind of meditating this morning, like I do every morning. And then I was thinking, why are you holding something? Acknowledge it, let it go. There's no reason to hold something. And it was like right there. Now, if you get on, you get me upset. Oh, I acknowledge it. Let it go. Why am I holding it? It took me years to learn that. And this morning I woke up and that was there. That was it. It didn't even. It wasn't repetition. It wasn't meditating on it. It was none of that. It was. What's the issue? What's the issue? You're holding something against somebody? Why? Do you want to be free? Be free right now. And that is like how it's happening for me. So it has happened over time because I did things to, mindset type things to be able to be there to receive it. But when it was the real transformation, it was, oh, that's all I had to do was it believe it, accept it. I just think, well, how can I believe it? I don't believe it. How can I believe it? I keep saying I don't believe it. Believe it or don't. Believe it or don't. Who are you gonna believe? The truth or a lie? So I don't know how to explain it except it took me 56 years to get here. I mean, it didn't, but it did today. At least last month, it was something else it took me to get to. But love me or like me.
I appreciate this, and I recognize why part of why I wanted to ask the question in the first place, because I think a lot of times, like from where we sit, like you know yourself, you're playing in that game of being expressed as you know, and I think that sometimes people miss, they're like, well, I'm just like, I couldn't do that, you know, it's not me, you know, or like or she like she just has it, you know. And part of why I asked this is, I'm like, you took us way back. You said, I remember what I did. I remember when I didn't like show up for myself, you know. And since then, I have not, like, I've been working on it, still working on it, you know. But I remember that. And so I have this, this has come up in conversation with me, with people, where I'm like, I feel there's some people who didn't have that grace, or didn't like notice, didn't ask themselves, why did I do that at that point? And time went on and they just kept doing it. And eventually they started to realize, like, oh, wait, hold on, I'm doing this thing, you know, because it was so ingrained in them. You caught it early, you know, and you've been working on it since, and you're still working on it. And I just think that there's something really like some element of, like, we all go through the transformations. We all go through these moments. Sometimes we capture it at different places, and then we just let ourselves express as we need to express. I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. But I can't believe it, but we're at the top of our time here. So, what I like to do is I like to leave our conversations with a couple of different things to wrap us up. The first one is an insight, right? So, what's an insight that you got from any part of our conversation here today?
Oh, insight. Oh, that I am truly being. I mean, for real, for real. Because you can do things daily and you are working on being who you are. But talking with you, speaking with you, listening to who you say you are, and you have shown it just that fast, who you say you are, what you're here for, right? You've shown it just that fast in this little that. And my insight is, I do have something to celebrate because I am who I am, who I'm supposed to be, for real. You know how we say for real, for real, for real. I actually am. Celebrate that. And so you gave me that. At the same time, I know this is what I do. And so at the same, it was reciprocal because whether you know it, I brought that out, you brought that out. You know, that's what it is. So I did what I'm supposed to do, and you did what you're supposed to do. I felt that. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to feel it or not, but
Oh,
that's my
I appreciate it
insight.
because I'm like you couldn't help but do what you do, you know? Like it was nice for me to know, like, oh, this is what I'm experiencing, you know? So that was helpful for me to know, like, okay, like I got I'll share an insight I got as a result of speaking with you because I think it'd be good to play that game. So one of the insights I got was just like it can be this easy, it can be this easeful. You know, in our conversation, there were a few times where I reached out and I talked to outliers in particular, but it's an interesting way I choose to do this podcast, like because I'm like it's very emergent. It's very much like what's coming into conversation. Like I have a goal in mind, but I'm very open to like where that is. And Ronette, like there's probably no conversation that goes on where I'm not like, shouldn't this be more structured? Shouldn't there be like a point A, a point B, a point C, like all that? And with you, I was just like, you know what? They're going to get what they need to get from this, you know? And I'm going to get what I need to get. And I may not even know it. It might be like 2 weeks from now where I say something that came up in this conversation. And I was like, thank you, Renette. Thank you. So that's what I'm taking out from here. Let's wrap up this conversation with an outsight. So an outsight is a takeaway that you want any outlier who's listening to walk away with here. What's one outsight that you have for us?
Oh. Huh. So many things are happening right now. I think if you sit and get quiet with yourself and think about, like you said, think about what you do with ease that maybe other people struggle with. What do you do with ease? What do people come to you for? And if you sit quietly and sit for one thing, when you sit quiet, that's who you are. That's who you are right there. Don't think about something, just sit quiet. That's who you are. And so think about after you figure out who you are, you sit with who you are, then you think about what is it that you do with ease and then do it and just do it. You can do more than you know. You are doing more than you know. And that is the honest truth. Unless you have a whole lot of stuff going on here, it's different. You had to fight through all that, but sit quiet, it's gonna be gone. And then you can see who you are and then think about what you do. There you go.
We appreciate that there. So anyone who's seen who they are and they're like, hey, I want to spend more time with Ronette, like what's the best way for them to do that? How can they continue the journey with you?
Okay, so you can Google me. How about that? I'm famous. No, just say
Yeah.
no. Okay, on LinkedIn, Ronette Branham. Everything is at Ronette Branham now.
Perfect.
Or you could look up at Ronette Branham. That's
Yeah,
it.
I think
Or
it feels that simple. And Branham, just so you know, it's Branham.
HAM, right? Ronette Branham at Gmail if you want to send me an email. Ronettebranham@gmail. RonettebranHam. And I'm acting like I'm reading it, like I don't know how to
I'm
spell
like,
my name.
are you remembering your name right now? All right, it's hard. Let me just make sure. Is it two N's and two T's? Yeah, it is. It is. And it's funny because I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, it's two N's and two T's. I remember it.
Because
So
it's right here in front of me and I'm just reading it. Like, why are you doing that? But yeah, so Ronette Branham, Empowered Educators with Ronette Branham. However you want to look it up, YouTube, it's you will see me laid out there. You will see me laid out there on YouTube. That's just I have loads of videos. So, and then you will see they evolved from that Christian podcast to teachers in general, educators in general, who is there.
You got this. You
Thank
got
you. I
this here.
appreciate it.
So, Rhonda, we'll end with one last thing here. And this is what I call the time capsule question, right? You have a lot of wisdom right now. You're experiencing, you're growing all the time, right? And what I'd like for you to do is what's the message that you would leave for yourself right now that 15 years from now you can go and listen to? Something that you're like, if I left the time capsule, this message right now, 15 years later, I would love to hear this because it's exactly what I need to hear.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You know who you are. You know what you can do. Do it. I promise you, 15 years from now, you're going to be proud. You're going to be happy. That person is going to be so happy to look back and know that you did what you told yourself to do.
And there we have it. Ronette, I am so honored to be in conversation with you. I look forward to where you go and where we go together. Thanks for bringing you to this conversation, and I look forward to everything that comes from here. Talk soon.